90.
The largest e-cigarette manufacturer can no longer sell its products in its home city. The Board of Supervisors in San Francisco, where the e-cigarette Juul is headquartered, has approved an ordinance prohibiting the sale, manufacturing, and distribution of vaping products. It's not retroactive, so Juul can stay, but no new companies can come in. Supervisor Matt Haney says what sold the sales ban to him was the lack of regulatory oversight.
A product that does not yet have FDA approval for marketing. We also have seen an explosion of the use of e-cigarettes by youth.
Last year, 1 in 5 high school seniors admitted to vaping in the past month. They also have a plan to help small businesses that are impacted by the ban. Donations to religious organizations are down. USA Radio's Chris Barnes has more.
The Giving USA Foundation's annual report on philanthropy, finding religious donations dropping by nearly $2 billion last year. That was the first full year of the Federal Tax Cuts and Job Act of 2017. The law doubled the standard deductions for families, and that means many filers no longer need to itemize charitable donations. However, Giving USA Foundation's chair told the Christian Post other factors like a split in denominations and trouble within the Catholic Church were also likely factors.
Take us with you on your computer or mobile device and listen anytime at usaradio.com.
USA Radio News with Wendy King.
The House Oversight Committee has subpoenaed testimony from White House Counselor Kellyanne Conway. The federal agency says that she should be fired for many repeated violations of the Hatch Act, which prohibits employees in the executive branch from engaging in certain political activities. Chairman Elijah Cummings.
There are rarely issues that come before our committee that are so clear-cut, but this is one of them. This is about right and wrong.
A top EPA official who helped lead the Trump administration's rollback of Obama-era restrictions of carbon emissions is now resigning amid a congressional probe into whether he improperly aided former industry clients. EPA Assistant Administrator Bill Wareham is expected to depart in a few days. This is USA Radio News.
Hi. I'm Captain Obvious, and every day, thousands of people book trips on Hotels.com. Trips you will later hate like. What's a hate like? It's when you like a picture of Kyle pretending to put his fingers on top of another national monument, even though you kind of hate it. It's not that you hate Kyle, it's that you hate that he's there, and you're sitting in a bathroom stall at work. Don't hate like Kyle's trip. Book your own with Hotels.com and get rewarded basically everywhere. Hotels.com. Be there, do that, get rewarded.
Here's a great deal on MyPillow. When you go to MyPillow.com, click on the two-pack special, type in promo code USA, you'll get two MyPillow premium pillows for $69.98. Now, that's only $34.99 a pillow. You will not get that price anywhere at retail. It's the lowest price ever offered on radio or TV. And like all MyPillow products, 10-year warranty, 60-day money-back guarantee. Go to MyPillow.com, click on the two-pack special, use my promo code USA.
The date has been set for Robert Mueller to go to Capitol Hill to appear before two House committees about his Russia report. The chairman of the House Intelligence Committee says Mueller was reluctant to testify before his committee and the Committee on House Oversight, but he agreed to honor their subpoenas. President Trump promised a veto of a bill that passed in the House, $4.5 billion in an emergency border aid package to care for migrant families detained after crossing the border with Mexico. Texas Republican Kay Granger says it's not enough.
The bill before us does not provide Immigration and Customs Enforcement, the Department of Defense, or the immigration courts with the funds they need.
But Speaker Nancy Pelosi points out one word that Granger did not mention.
Children, children, children. Today we have the opportunity to help the children. We are ensuring that children have food, clothing, sanitary items, shelter, and medical care.
You're listening to USA Radio News.
With a recession ending, if you've been putting off building your business, now is the time to act. General Steel will meet or beat any price on a pre-engineered steel building of the same size and specifications. Act now before steel prices go up. So call us today for free information.
Call 800-965-1290. 800-965-1290, 800-965-1290.
The largest e-cigarette manufacturer can no longer sell its products in its home city. The Board of Supervisors in San Francisco, where the e-cigarette Juul is headquartered, has approved an ordinance prohibiting the sale, manufacturing, and distribution of vaping products. It's not retroactive, so Juul can stay, but no new companies can come in. Supervisor Matt Haney says what sold the sales ban to him was the lack of regulatory oversight.
A product that does not yet have FDA approval for marketing. We also have seen an explosion of the use of e-cigarettes by youth.
Last year, 1 in 5 high school seniors admitted to vaping in the past month. They also have a plan to help small businesses that are impacted by the ban. Donations to religious organizations are down. USA Radio's Chris Barnes has more.
The Giving USA Foundation's annual report on philanthropy, finding religious donations dropping by nearly $2 billion last year. That was the first full year of the Federal Tax Cuts and Job Act of 2017. The law doubled the standard deductions for families, and that means many filers no longer need to itemize charitable donations. However, Giving USA Foundation's chair told the Christian Post other factors like a split in denominations and trouble within the Catholic Church were also likely factors.
Take us with you on your computer or mobile device and listen anytime at usaradio.com.
And good afternoon and welcome to a new edition of Modern Design. I'm your host, Richard Christopher Scuderi. Something fun is happening today, and each summer I'm very fortunate to be working with students who are interested in broadcasting and perhaps maybe design too, but mostly in broadcasting. And with me today, I have my wonderful crew, right? I personally have formed my own media group now with some of the projects that I do called 52 in Blue Productions. And my first crew in 52 in Blue, we had our first meeting on Monday, and I'm going to have them introduce themselves and just go around and say your name. Yeah.
Okay, my name's Rachel Fish, and I'm 17 years old. I just graduated from Hunter and Central.
Very good. And you are, Maddie?
I'm Maddie. I just graduated from Hunter and Central as well, and I'm looking to go into film.
Wonderful. Wow. See, so I have all this new energy and new blood in me, so I know I'm going to do the most hip and up-to-date stuff now. We were talking about trends, summer trends and things to do. We talked about a franchise called Fruita Bowls and Playa Bowls, and I learned now because of the youth, I've learned the collective youth of what those are exactly. So our topic today happens to be summer projects, things you can do outside your home for entertaining. You know, it's a really nice time of year because it's not quite too hot yet to really change the look and focus on decorating the outside of your home, making it wonderful, finding wonderful areas in your home to make things beautiful and special, and that's going to be our topic today. All right, let's go ahead and take a look at today's weather, and let's see what the National Weather Service is telling me. I have a white screen, so just bear with me 1 second. If I look at the window, I probably could do it. It looks kind of sunny and nice. Hot today, right, girls?
Yeah. Yes. I think it's like high 80s today.
Okay, so the The National Weather Service is telling me there's currently fair skies. I'd say they're sunny skies with 87 degrees. This afternoon, it'll continually sunny with a high of 89 degrees. Tonight, it will be mostly clear with a low of 65. On Thursday, another beautiful sunny day, again with a high of 89 degrees. Thursday night, mostly clear with a low of 66. On Friday, mostly sunny, then chance of thunderstorms, high of 90. Friday night, 30% chance of thunderstorms with a low of 69. On Saturday, I don't like this, guys. Saturday, 40% chance of thunderstorms with a high of 88. Saturday night, chance of thunderstorms. And then, of course, again, because it's the summer weekend, partly sunny, but chance of thunderstorms with a high of 84. Well, that's kind of a mixed bag. Again, my name is Richard Christopher Scuderi. I own Maven Hill Interior Designs in Ringgoes, New Jersey, doing everything related to your home or your business. Painting, window treatments, cabinetry, kitchens, bathrooms, tile, wood floors, everything related to your space, furnishing those things, beautiful lighting, everything related to style. We bring you wonderful live shows every Wednesday from 2 to 3. We're going to take our first set of commercial messages, and we'll be back with more. Our topic today, again, summer projects.
Tune in every Monday morning at 10 a.m. on 100 in Chamber Radio for Chamber in Action with Chamber President Chris Phelan and Good Morning host Big C, where we'll keep you informed on all the issues, all the initiatives of the Hunterdon County Chamber of Commerce and our business community here in Hunterdon County. Are you looking to get your message in front of a qualified audience through all the noise out there today? Consider taking an advertisement out on Hunterdon Chamber Radio, WHCR, DB, the voice of business. Contact the Chamber today at 908-782-7115 or give us an email at info@hunterdon-chamber.org.
Okay, folks, microphone's not cooperating with me. I should be a shorter person. Don't you think I'd be better off if I was a shorter person? I'll just have to go with it. Well, our topic today happens to be, and I have a full house in studio, my topic is summer projects and wonderful things that you can do and try and be inspired for the summer. Now, I'm working on a number of projects, but one of them is kind of a fun summer project myself. It's in the a wonderful hotel in New Providence, New Jersey. The Best Western Murray Hill Inn has a wonderful upscale restaurant called Moe's Bistro, which I've talked about before. In fact, I've had the owners here, I think, twice. And when we first renovated the restaurant completely, then I added a bar when they had a liquor license. And now we've broke through the wall and we're having a wonderful patio. So I'm doing the decorating outdoor and outdoor entertaining, which was kind of the inspiration for today's show. If you're following me on social media, you know my inspirations typically start on Sunday with a blog. And if you go to this week's blog posting, it is the, T-H-E, color, C-O-L-O-R, guru, the color guru at blogspot.com. You'll see I'll have some information there on outdoor projects and things to do to make the outside of your home fun and interesting and beautiful for summer. Then, of course, we're in studio here talking about wonderful ideas. And I'm going to ask the girls collectively what they think, or maybe they have some input. It's always nice to have some, you know, collective ideas. So I'm going to start by talking about something that we talked about when we were getting ready to come into studio today, and that is patio furniture. And patio furniture, I think, has changed a lot. I see a lot of people this year getting new patio furniture. I know myself, over the years, you know, having the patio furniture the same with the rain and the snow, if you can't put it away, it only lasts so long, right? And then it's done. So I see a lot of patio sets, and because I stage homes for sale, and that means I get them ready for sale, I often have to buy quick new patio sets and cushions and things to make things look better. So some of the things that I see trending for patio sets, definitely gray, right? Gunmetal gray, all the grays are very in style. Metal, cast aluminum, sometimes white, but mostly gray. Sometimes black, too, but mostly gray. And things that are easier to maintain. If there are cushions on sets now, the cushions have the sunbrella or a sunbrella-like fabric, so if it does get rained on, it just repels off. The other thing is the sling chair. Do you girls know what a sling chair is? A sling chair is a patio chair. Typically, it's like when you have like a dining set, and it has mesh, so there is no cushion. It's still comfortable to sit on, but you never worry after running out and taking the cushions off. So those are some of the things that are trending. Some of the trending colors that pair with the grays, the whites, and the blacks are that sort of Tiffany box blue, that nice citrus or guacamole green, which is kind of cool, a hot mustard yellow. And also now I've been noticing pink. There's been a return to pink. I did an article last year on Christmas time called Christmas Millennial Pink, that with the gray palette, that pops of pink are returning. What do you guys think about pink?
I personally do love the color pink, but I don't think that pink is the first color I would choose when like finding cushions for a patio set. I personally love blue because it reminds me of the beach.
Yeah, blues are hot. All shades of blue and all sorts of design, inside design as well. Blue is probably the hottest color, from the palest like sky blue to like as dark as navy as you can get in most things. Yeah, and it pairs well with a lot of those colors as well. Another thing that you can do for summer, and I think creating, I always think that you should, when you're entertaining outside or you're decorating for outside, it should reflect your house. So if your house is a brick house and it has shutters that are, let's say, black, then maybe you want to bring some of that black into your patio furniture and then pick an accent color to go with that so it kind of goes together. If you have a white house with navy blue shutters, then I think you should bring, you should have navy blue umbrellas. Maybe you'll have a white wrought iron patio set with navy blue umbrellas and maybe a pop of yellow or a pop of something else going on. So I think that those things need to work together in order for you to have a cohesive yard and all come together. So I love to change out colors. And one of the things that's trending, and I don't know if you guys see this or not, is that people are changing the colors of their front door more now than ever. I would say in the past 20 years, most people's front doors were either, I don't know, brick red or black or white or not too interesting. But when people are repainting their houses, people are asking me often for a gray palette, typically a middle or a dark gray, like a Stonington gray or a Chelsea gray, a darker gray, with maybe darker gray shutters or black shutters, but a really interesting pop of color at the front door. So a fun summer project might be to change out your color of your front door. Today, I'm painting a door at one house, a color called Benjamin Moore's Pewter. And pewter is a gray color, but there's a lot of blue in it. So when you look at it from a distance, it's really interesting looking. I have some, on some of my sites, I have some pop colors that are really interesting. And then I took a ride through Princeton, and I took some pictures of some pop doors, which is kind of a way, a jumping off for decorating your house for the summer season. One of the colors that I thought was really pretty on a gray house was a purple front door, like a dark plum front door with gray. What do you guys think about that?
I think that's really interesting. I wouldn't think to pair that, but I can like picture it. It seems like it would really look good.
But, you know, as things are becoming more and more neutral, like even inside houses, I paint from room to room gray. We aren't painting a lot of different colors anymore. We'll pick a beautiful gray we like and we carry it from room to room. It's the pop colors that make it go. So if you have a little something like a pop, well, then you can carry that through your pillows, your umbrellas, all that other stuff, even your, you know, the noodles in your pool. It becomes like a whole thing that you have, you know, decorating going. The next thing I want to talk about is new cushions. Cushions will reinvent a patio set. I inherited a really beautiful 1940s wrought iron white patio set. I have a deck and I have a pool area, but I also have a side porch. And I have this beautiful vintage 1940s white patio furniture on the side that has a glider and chairs, and it's really beautiful. But I've had the same green cushions for years, and this year I wanted to change to more of a modern black and white theme, so I got new cushions that were black, but they were piped in white. So when you do that, when you make the bases neutral like that, you can throw a pop of any color with that, and it really looks good. So sometimes having neutral on neutral can work, and then the pop is what speaks to you. So changing out your cushions, whether if you do something with a geometric so it looks more modern, if you do one of the new the blues that are out there, or citrus green, or caution yellow, or one of the colors that are a good pop colors, orange is a good pop color too with gray, that will really reinvent your space and make it look more modern. Do you guys know what the pattern ICAT is?
No.
iCat is like a cool modern fabric. It's the modern version of Paisley. I'll bring in some pictures and I'll show you what that looks like. iCat is a good pattern. Any sort of geometric is a cool pattern to do. And stuff with texture, cushions that have texture, is as important as ones that just have color. One of the things that people are doing in their deck spaces is they no longer just want the deck to have a dining table with an umbrella and chairs. They also want an area to sit in. So what's becoming more popular is people setting up their deck like the inside of their house. So they want a living room area and a dining room area. So you'll dedicate one side of your deck or your patio area, maybe just your backyard, to a table. Typically, a long table works best, an oval, with an umbrella perhaps, and wonderful chairs. But then on the other side, we want to have some sort of an outdoor sofa with some comfortable cushions and some chairs, maybe chairs that swivel and so on. So you have two areas. So again, that's also trending, things being more comfortable. People are even doing outside rugs, and we'll talk a little bit more about that. Outside rugs on their deck to denote that the one rug goes under where the dining area is and the other area goes where the sitting area is. All right, we've come up to our first set of commercial messages to pay for our program. Lots more to talk about. Our phone lines are open. The phone number is 908-237-0410, 908-237-0410. Tell us what you've done outside of your home and give us some wonderful ideas.
You're listening to WHCR-DB, HunterdonChamberRadio.com. Brought to you by the Hunterdon County Chamber of Commerce, the voice of business.
Hello, this is Nicole Smith, host of Happy to Help. Would you like to discover the secret to happiness? I talk to volunteers, executive directors, fundraisers, and authors about how nonprofit engagement enriches their lives. We thrive when we have a sense of purpose in our lives. Philanthropy is the new community. Tune in to Happy to Help every Wednesday at 10 a.m. to discover how to find your purpose and live well by doing good.
Tune in every Monday morning at 10 a.m. on Hunterdon Chamber Radio for Chamber in Action with Chamber President Chris Phelan and Good Morning host Big C, where we'll keep you informed on all the issues, all the initiatives of the Hunterdon County Chamber of Commerce and our business community here in Hunterdon County.
Did you know that 1 in 5 people are affected by mental illness? NAMI Hunterdon is the locally affiliate for NAMI, the National Alliance on Mental Illness. We are all volunteers, and all our programs are free of charge. We offer Family to Family, a 12-week course for families that have an adult member with a mental illness. Another popular program is In Our Own Voice, where individuals who are living with mental illness discuss their challenges and their progress in overcoming those challenges. Another course we offer is Basics, a 6-week course for families with a child or an adolescent who has experienced mental illness. We also have a monthly support group for families on the third Thursday of every month. Please call NAMI Hunterdon at 908-284-0500 for more information about any of our programs or to join. NAMI Hunterdon, the voice for mental health in Hunterdon County.
Everybody over there!
Get on up!
Everybody out there!
Get into it!
Everybody right there!
Get involved!
Everybody, you!
Did you know the Hunterdon County Chamber of Commerce has over 20 active committees that you can participate in? Committees range from focus on business and government to economic development to events like our annual business expo. Contact the Chamber for more information today at 908-782-7115 or email us at info@hunterdon-chamber.org. The Hunterdon County Chamber of Commerce, the voice of business.
And we are back with more of Modern Design. My name is Richard Christopher Scuderi. I own Maven Hill Interior Designs at 176 Route 20231 in Ringo's, New Jersey, in the Hunterdon Commons Shopping Center. I'm inside Flemington Fan and Lighting with wonderful gifts, accessories, artwork, decor. I do carry all the wonderful fabric lines, including Sombrella. So if you're looking to cover some outdoor chairs or maybe dining chairs because you have young children or anything related to reupholstery or painting or wallpapering, have all those samples right in my showroom right here in the Flemington area. Our topic today happens to be summer projects. That is some decorating outside, getting your home ready, because we're not even at 4th of July yet, so we still have time. What's good I've noticed this year is that there's a ton ton of stuff still in the garden centers, whether it be plants, flats of flowers, or maybe some of the accessories for outside, and they're already going on sale. So it's a good time to get that stuff now. Don't feel like it's too late. It's actually probably a better time. I kind of like do my stuff in May for Memorial Day weekend, and then like mellow for a month and see like where my gardens are, where I need to add more color or more color in the deck area around the pool. So it's a good time to get out there, especially this weekend. Doesn't sound like it's going to be so nice that you can maybe do some of that shopping from when the weather is nice. Our topic again happens to be summer projects. We talked about patio furniture and some of the things that are trending, some of the colors that are trending. You know, you can paint your patio furniture and reinvent it, whether it be metal or even resin. You can reinvent some of your old patio furniture if it's in good shape by painting. Krylon makes a wonderful spray paint that if it's put on correctly, and that is sort of long strokes, and you do it evenly, that you can take your Dated Hunter green Adirondack chairs and make them charcoal gray and really reinvent them. And they really, the formulas of paint, the Krylon formulas of paint, are really very good. So you can turn anything into anything. Maybe you want a pop. Maybe you want two Adirondack chairs on your front porch that are purple now. So you can, they don't really make purple chairs. You can create that yourself. You have a gray house. You have white trim. Very simple. Boom, you hit that with a little bit of paint in that sort of grape color, and it really against the gray is really nice. So painting outside furniture is definitely a possibility. We talked about new cushions, using some new pop colors, maybe orange as a pop color or citrus green or really rich navy or teal to bring in some new life. We talked about setting up your deck or your patio area as rooms, a living room versus a dining room. What do you guys think of doing an outdoor chandelier? I actually did a house where we put in, they had a beautiful wraparound deck, and in the corner where it sort of rounded, I dropped a chandelier. And the chandelier was covered, but it was rated for outside. What do you think of that?
I think that there's so many new trends already this year that I'm not even surprised about that. I feel like if I saw it in person, I'd be like, that's actually a good idea. Like, I wouldn't think about doing that.
I was having dinner the other night at the Tewksbury Inn, and they have an outdoor patio, and then underneath one of the canopies is like a crystal, like a blingy kind of modern crystal chandelier. And I thought it was kind of fun. Don't you think that outside stuff, outside decorating is getting more sophisticated?
Yes.
Yeah, definitely. The type of fabrics. I mean, the outdoor fabrics look like indoor fabrics now. They're beautiful with lots of texture and lots of color. The patio sets look more like dining sets, real dining sets. And all the furniture is a little bit more sophisticated. So I think that trend is going to continue where people really enjoy the outdoors and do some interesting things. The next thing I want to talk about is outside pots. And pots are more beautiful than ever. If you go to any of the garden centers or even big box stores, there's beautiful pots that are maybe some of the glazed ceramics and cobalt blue, which are beautiful. Mm-hmm. Those really modern zinc pots with the sleek lines are very beautiful. And lots of different pots or ways to accessorize your plantings. Sometimes the pots are so beautiful you don't even know you don't even notice the plants as much because beautiful, beautiful pots. The pots right now that are trending, of course, we're in a more modern era, so things are more square, linear, or rectangular. Also, I see a lot of wrought iron this year with the cocoa mats and then the dirt on the inside. So that's another thing that's trending. One of the things that I really liked I saw last year that people did that was interesting and a little bit more contemporary. Do you guys like succulents? Do you know what the plant succulents are? There's a wonderful garden center that's been on both here, my radio show and the television show down in Princeton, called Rucker's Landscaping, on right up the road here on 202-31. And they did this really neat thing on the side of a house. They made a sort of a planter, which is a pallet, an old pallet. They put it sideways. They hung it on the wall, and they put beautiful little different succulents, and they had that on the wall, and that was the decor. It was like sort of like a living wall in a way. And it was a really nice, trendy, neat idea to do, to bring to a modern house, that where you want things to be simple and minimal. So something else to try when it comes to pots or planters. Window boxes is the next thing. I love window boxes. I think they add a lot. One of the good things about doing window boxes is in Hunterdon County, we have a very big deer problem. So the window boxes are typically high. So those flowers that you could never do, if you have beautiful blush geraniums, they're going to be eaten up. So you do them high, and then you really can enjoy them, and you see them from a distance. Or on your deck, on the rail of your deck all the way around, you can put beautiful window boxes or planter boxes, and they would really survive there, and hopefully the deer won't be able to jump up and get to them. Mulch. Now, some of you have been lazy, although this year I had it delivered and somebody spread it. Mulch really makes a difference. So if you don't have money for mulch, just freshening up your mulch is makes a very big difference in how your gardens look. But if you're going to get new mulch, have it delivered or even do the bags where you can drag it, but try the dyed black mulch. I accidentally years ago got dyed black mulch by mistake instead of the dark brown, and I thought, oh my God, I'm going to hate this. But a weird thing happened. Sorry about that. A weird thing happens. When you buy mulch overnight, it oxidizes. So if it starts out black, by the next day it's coffee brown. And then at the end of August, you still have really rich-looking mulch. If you start with brown mulch, by the end of July, if it's really hot, it looks like the mulch went away. So it's always good to start with a dark color. It makes your plants stand out and look really, really beautiful. There are a lot of other wonderful ideas that we're going to do, but we're coming up to our news break. So, guys, we're going to take a quick news break. I have a lot of ideas for you. Our phone lines are open, 908-237-0410, 908-237-040. We'll play the news. We'll be back with wonderful ideas. Today's topic, again, summer projects.
USA Radio News with Wendy King.
The House Oversight Committee has subpoenaed testimony from White House Counselor Kellyanne Conway. The federal agency says that she should be fired for many repeated violations of the Hatch Act, which prohibits employees in the executive branch from engaging in certain political activities. Chairman Elijah Cummings.
There are rarely issues that come before our committee that are so clear-cut, but this is one of them. This is about right and wrong.
A top EPA official who helped lead the Trump administration's rollback of Obama-era restrictions of carbon emissions is now resigning amid a congressional probe into whether he improperly aided former industry clients. EPA Assistant Administrator Bill Wareham is expected to depart in a few days. This is USA Radio News.
Hi. I'm Captain Obvious, and every day thousands of people book trips on Hotels.com. Trips you will later hate like. What's a hate like? It's when you like a picture of Kyle pretending to put his fingers on top of another national monument, even though you kind of hate it. It's not that you hate Kyle, it's that you hate that he's there, and you're sitting in a bathroom stall at work. Don't hate like Kyle's trip. Book your own with Hotels.com and get rewarded basically everywhere. Hotels.com. Be there, do that, get rewarded.
Here's a great deal on MyPillow. When you go to MyPillow.com, click on the two-pack special, type in promo code USA, you'll get two MyPillow premium pillows for $69.98. Now, that's only $34.99 a pillow. You will not get that price anywhere at retail. It's the lowest price ever offered on radio or TV. And like all MyPillow products, 10-year warranty, 60-day money-back guarantee. Go to MyPillow.com, click on the two-pack special, use my promo code USA.
The date has been set for Robert Mueller to go to Capitol Hill to appear before two House committees about his Russia report. The chairman of the House Intelligence Committee says Mueller was reluctant to testify before his committee and the Committee on House Oversight, but he agreed to honor their subpoenas. President Trump promised a veto of a bill that passed in the House, $4.5 billion in an emergency border aid package to care for migrant families detained after crossing the border with Mexico. Texas Republican Kay Granger says it's not enough.
The bill before us does not provide Immigration and Customs Enforcement, the Department of Defense, or the immigration courts with the funds they need.
But Speaker Nancy Pelosi points out one word that Granger did not mention.
Children, children, children. Today we have the opportunity to help the children. We are ensuring that children have food, clothing, sanitary items, shelter, and medical care.
You're listening to USA Radio News.
With a recession ending, if you've been putting off building your business, now is the time to act. General Steel will meet or beat any price on a pre-engineered steel building of the same size and specifications. Act now, before steel prices go up. So call us today for free information.
Call 800-965-1290. 800-965-1290. 800-965-1290.
The largest e-cigarette manufacturer can no longer sell its products in its home city. The Board of Supervisors in San Francisco, where the e-cigarette Juul is headquartered, has approved an ordinance prohibiting the sale, manufacturing, and distribution of vaping products. It's not retroactive, so Juul can stay, but no new companies can come in. Supervisor Matt Haney says what sold the sales ban to him was the lack of regulatory oversight.
A product that does not yet have FDA approval for marketing. We also have seen an explosion of the use of e-cigarettes by youth.
Last year, one in five high school seniors admitted to vaping in the past month. They also have a plan to help small businesses that are impacted by the ban. Donations to religious organizations are down. USA Radio's Chris Barnes has more.
The Giving USA Foundation's annual report on philanthropy, finding religious donations dropping by nearly $2 billion last year. That was the first full year of the Federal Tax Cuts and Job Act of 2017. The law doubled the standard deductions for families, and that means many filers no longer need to itemize charitable donations. However, Giving USA Foundation's chair told the Christian Post other factors like a split in denominations and trouble within the Catholic Church were also likely factors.
Take us with you on your computer or mobile device and listen anytime at usaradio.com.
And we are back with more of Modern Design. I'm your host, Richard Christopher Scuderi. Our topic today happens to be summer projects. And we're talking, I'm very lucky that I'm not alone in studio, and I hope I'm not going to be alone for the summer. I like to call it the clubhouse. Does anybody watch, what's his name, Andy Cohen? He has on Bravo, he has the clubhouse, and he has guests all the time. I want to make this like the clubhouse. We can't have alcohol, though, unfortunately. Oh, I can have alcohol. But we're going to make this like a clubhouse this summer and really talk about a lot of interesting topics. And maybe summer projects aren't the most interesting, but they are kind of interesting. So we were talking about wonderful things you can do for outside decorating to make your house special. And one of the things I suggested to do is go out now and buy annuals, because annuals are, a lot of them are on sale or sometimes even half price. You have the whole summer left to go through, the rest of June, all of July, all of August, early September. Get annuals now. They're half price, and you can really make your beds look beautiful for the summertime. The next thing I want to talk about is a privacy screen, and that's where we add plants. And there's a trend with that now. People are taking shrubs, and they're putting them in pots. So let's say you have a patio, and you're next door to somebody else who has a patio. Maybe you're in a townhouse. So what you do is you put rows of shrubs in pots, and that separates it. And that's kind of a cool look, that separating or privacy screen. The next one is one I think you see probably in any restaurant you go to or patio, and those are the Italian patio lights. Those are those beautiful black wires that have the Edison bulb that's either round or one that's like plum, almost like plum tomato shaped, and they crisscross and they give you a wonderful light. I love those, don't you? Yeah, any project I have, any house I have, I always want to put those in. Those are really cool looking. So the next thing is your pool area. We're going to talk a little bit about your pool area and things that you can do that are interesting. I like water features at a pool. So for me, up in New Hope, Pennsylvania, there was a restaurant that I used to love that when you ate on their patio, they had a little frog. It was cement frog, and it was actually a fountain inside the frog, and it spit into the pond. So I copied that, and I had it made. So my pool has a spitting frog. That's a water feature. So anytime you can incorporate a water feature, it doesn't have to be part of the pool. It's a really neat thing to do, and that sound of water is very relaxing when people are at your pool. So water feature is a nice thing to do. Your pool chairs have a lot to do with the style of your pool. I changed mine last year to white, and now I have simple white slingback pool chairs and a number of them. I used to have one that had cushions, but every time it rained, I had to run to get those cushions. And then what's the worst part? Where do you put them? Because they're big. So I switched, and now I have just the slingback ones that are sleek white. And the white is good looking, but when you know that when you have white around your pool, then you have to do a lot more flowers and a lot more color. So around my pool, all my umbrellas, and I have three umbrellas to bring in color, are all that lime green. So the white and the lime looks really pretty together, and my flower pots have lots of purple and lime. So purple, lime, and white have a nice synergy together. So you start building on something based upon what you have. Whatever, if you have a negative, you make a positive. If you have a lot of color, you do less, and so on. Because decorating is a sense of balance more than anything. Same thing goes with pool towels. I decided because I love bringing in a pop color around my pool, I bought all purple pool towels. So because my loungers are all white, when it has a purple pool towel hanging over it, there's a lot of color. So that's a subtle way to bring color into your space. We talked a little bit about umbrellas and the different types of umbrellas. Not all umbrellas are round. Some of the nicest looking umbrellas to me are either square or sometimes they're rectangles. Did you ever see a dining table outside and it has like a rectangular umbrella? That's a beautiful thing to do as well. How about solar lights? You know, there's so many. If you have an area that's full sun at night, it's wonderful to have low lighting on your deck. And solar lights are very inexpensive and easy to do, and they really do nice things at night. Do you guys know what cloches are? No. So I love to do this, especially when I'm entertaining in the summertime, is that you get what's called shepherd hooks, and they're just a metal hook that sticks out of the ground that's tall. And then you put a cloche or a colored glass sort of thing that hangs, and you put a candle in it at night or an LED candle, and then around your property it kind of glows. That's another way to do it. And when you do colored glass, it really brings beautiful light to your space. So cloches are nice to do. Shepherd hooks are nice to do. Anything that brings a sense of whimsy when you're entertaining outside. Outdoor fans. Do you know why people do outdoor fans? No. I didn't know as well either. I thought, well, it's outside. Does it keep them cool? It's more for bugs. Bugs are terrified of the vortex that a fan brings because they feel they're going to get sucked up in it. So that's what keeps bugs away. And you don't have to use any toxic sprays or in those gross bug zappers. So an outdoor fan is something that's recommended and can be great. Pool houses, if you're rich enough to have a pool and then rich enough, more wealthier enough to have a pool house, it's a great thing to do. But you don't have to have a super expensive pool house that a contractor builds. I was in Lowe's the other day and they have an enclosure. It's probably a 10-foot enclosure that's relatively open, that's metal. And it's probably about maybe 12 by 12, but a beautiful looking thing which you could put a table in and chairs. And really creating some sort of an outdoor enclosure, really nice. Outdoor showers. You can create a wonderful outdoor shower very simply. It's nothing more than basically a garden hose. If you have a water attachment, you can create a outdoor shower. Kind of a fun thing and an interesting thing to do. Fountains. I love beautiful old fountains. Any sort of water feature will make your property seem nicer, more tranquil. And if you live in a city environment, the best way to drown out sound is by adding a water feature. So whether if the fountain is old metal, is it copper, is it cement, it doesn't have to be big. Maybe it's something that you hang on a wall. But a fountain is a great way to bring a new life into an outside space. Again, any sort of water feature. How about a pond? Do any of you guys all live in houses? Do any of you have a pond on your property? Well, ponds are a lot of work and a lot of maintenance, but they're really beautiful. And you can do some wonderful plants that are that grow on water, lilies and all sorts of different interesting things when you have a pond outside or some sort of wonderful natural water feature. We talked a little bit about adding an outdoor chandelier, a quirky outdoor chandelier. The company Hinckley, in particular, has a whole line of light fixtures for outside, outdoor fixtures that are chandeliers or beautiful ceiling fans with lighting on them and make it a little bit glamorous and a little bit different. Adirondack chairs, beautiful Adirondack chairs. I like to do Adirondack chairs if your house has a porch out front because the chairs have a lot of presence to them. I was in one of the magazines that I showed you in Design New Jersey magazine. I did a wraparound front porch on a building, and then I've got beautiful white Adirondack chairs,
And then the lady loved red as her pop color. So we got red cushions, and then we did all red geraniums, and it became a look. So Adirondack chairs are a nice opportunity, even if the chair is white or natural, or perhaps maybe navy blue, to bring pop colors in and create a whole palette just upon those chairs. Rockers are also nice, beautiful rockers on a porch. Especially a front porch could really change it up a little bit. Awnings, beautiful, colorful awnings, whether it be in the front or a back of a house. You know, down the shore, sometimes you see a lot of awnings on the front of a house. And it's pretty because it not only does it keep the sun off, but it brings color to the space. All right, we're going to go to our last set of commercial messages. And our topic today is summer projects.
Are you struggling to find the right person to stay in that critical role in your company? Trying to attract and retain millennials? Regional Personnel is your staffing solution. Located in Lebanon, New Jersey, Regional Personnel is an ASA-certified, privately held staffing and recruiting firm providing you with everything from temporary to permanent employees. As ASA-certified professionals, we employ the latest tools and techniques to find, screen, and present to you the best talent that fits your needs. The result? Access to top talent in the shortest time with the lowest chance of turnover. We guarantee it. So call Regional today at 908-534-8113 or visit us on the web at regionalpersonnel.com.
You're listening to WHCR-DB, HunterdonChamberRadio.com. Brought to you by the Hunterdon County Chamber of Commerce, the voice of business.
Hello, this is Nicole Smith, host of Happy to Help. Would you like to discover the secret to happiness? I talk to volunteers, executive directors, fundraisers, and authors about how nonprofit engagement enriches their lives. We thrive when we have a sense of purpose in our lives. Philanthropy is the new community. Tune in to Happy to Help every Wednesday at 10 a.m. to discover how to find your purpose and live well by doing good.
Everybody over there!
Get on up!
Everybody out there!
Get into it!
Everybody right there!
Get involved!
Everybody, you!
Did you know? The Hunterdon County Chamber of Commerce has over 20 active committees that you can participate in. Committees range from focus on business and government to economic development to events like our annual business expo. Contact the Chamber for more information today at 908-782-7115 or email us at info@hunterdon-chamber.org. The Hunterdon County Chamber of Commerce, the voice of business.
And we are back with more of Modern Design. My name is Richard Christopher Scuderi. I am on Maven Hill Interior Designs in Ringo's, New Jersey at 176 Route 20231. In Ringo's, inside Flemington Fan and Lighting with wonderful accessories and artwork and beautiful, interesting things for your home, candles and so on. Carry all the latest fabrics for you to reupholster things. Have a workroom that could make custom window treatments, anything you might need, painting, kitchens, bathrooms, everything to make your home more beautiful. Speaking of making things more beautiful, our topic today happens to be making your outside more beautiful with summer projects. And I'm very lucky to have with me in studio my first three crew from my new production company, which is called 52 and Blue Productions. And they're going to be working not only here at WHCR-DB, but also down at Princeton Television, and a little bit on the new movie trailer that we're coming up with. So we're going to have a variety of fun summer projects to talk about. I'm sure they're a little shy today. I'm going to get them all on cam and talk about some of the projects and what it's like to learn about broadcasting and want that to be a part of your life. So again, our topic today specifically is summer projects, things you can do to make your outside space beautiful. We talked a little bit about Adirondack chairs and rockers, and then we stopped before our last set of commercial messages by talking about awnings, outdoor awnings, maybe in the front, like down the shore, to bring in some color. I'm working on a project down the shore in Manasquan, New Jersey, and I was a little bit early, so I took the ride down 35, and I went through some of those beautiful towns like Bayhead and Manaloking and so on. And a lot of the older houses are beautiful, and they have these different color awnings. And I saw a pale gray house with white trim and then like a royal blue front door, and then one that had a beautiful navy and white striped awning, and really, really pretty to add a little bit of awning or a little bit of fabric to a space. Also, screened-in rooms. Some of the older houses used to have a screened-in room. But you can do that. You can buy an enclosure and then put that on your deck or patio and have a place to sit and eat without bugs, something else you can do. Hot tubs. Not everybody likes hot tubs. I tend to think they're pretty nice. Not a public one, but if maybe a small one in your deck that's sort of private. a way to make that space festive, and then you can do a lot of things with lighting around that. Pool features, things that you can do to your pool to make it interesting. How about adding a slide? I read an article that people are starting to do slides again. I love the look of a slide. I really think it's kind of cool to have the slide with the water feature coming down. Not a big fan of diving boards, but I think a slide could be kind of a fun thing to do. What about doing it in pink, doing it in a fun color, and making the space look a little bit retro? Outdoor kitchens. People are entertaining a lot outdoors, and they're cooking outdoors, especially in the summer months. So outdoor kitchens, beautiful outdoor kitchens that they can build. Fire pits. How about entertaining late at night and having an area with wonderful chairs around it, beautiful oversized chairs for your guests, and then having a fire pit in the center and roasting marshmallows or s'mores or something, but not too close to the house. A fire pit wants to be far away from the house. Creating an outdoor palette. We talked about putting your colors back, making the color of your house and outside work well together. For example, if you have a navy blue house with white trim, you know what a good pop color is? Orange. Orange and blue are beautiful together. Yellow is also a nice color if you have a navy blue house. If you have a gray house, we talked about using maybe lime green and gray, or yellow and gray, or navy and gray. There's a lot of colors that you can do. Really, it's endless, and you can really come up with some wonderful color palettes. You have a white house, you can kind of do anything, right? You want to bring some color into it. Outdoor rugs. They're making wonderful outdoor rugs now out of recycled soda bottles. You know, we're all worried about the environment and all the plastics that we're putting into our ocean, and they're doing wonderful things with recycling and making their products. And outdoor rugs are really nice. They're soft on your feet. Sometimes if you can't get to getting your patio redone, it kind of covers up a yucky area. And they're made of a recycled material. So that's another way to bring some color, a good amount of color, into your space. Maybe chimes outside or faces on trees. Lots of things that you can do to make your house beautiful. And I was talking to you ladies about things that you saw outside. One of the things that I like to do is when I get a chance, I like to walk. And I was walking in the Lambertville area last week, and I saw somebody that had a garden in Lambertville, and they put colored lights, and they didn't look like Christmas lights, but they put colored lights in their garden, and it was sort of twilight, and the colored lights were, it was a string of lights that were blue and a string of lights that were green. So they didn't look Christmassy, but they lit up their garden, and they kind of were around like the base where the dirt was. It was really cool looking. What do you think about something like that?
You'll start finding things that you enjoy.
No, I know. And I think, isn't it fun to think outside the box, mm-hmm. to do things that are outside the box? One of the things that I did last year when I had a party, a pool party, was I went to Pier 1 and I got those Chinese lanterns. You ever see the paper mm-hmm. lanterns that yeah. come in all the colors? Well, I liked the purple ones. So I bought maybe 10 lanterns, but I didn't have them all be one size. I had them in three different sizes. And then there's a pool. There's a big tree, a huge birch tree right around my pool. So I hung them all in the branches, and they sort of dangled in the wind, that purple. Amazing. Now, what you can do with something like that is you can get a battery-operated LED candle. And then you put the LED candle inside the lantern. So when night comes, it flickers. So doing stuff like that that you're really creative with can really change the look of a space. Another thing that's trending this year when it comes to pools and patio areas, even though we live in New Jersey, is the tropical look. And what someone was telling me at a garden center is that what's trending for people is they're getting their pots around their deck or their pool area, and they're filling them. They're going out and they're getting palm trees, like a palm tree that you would have like inside the house. And they're saying, okay, I'll buy 6 or 8 palm trees. So they put the palm trees in pots, and then they use tropical colors, reds and oranges, and then they fill that with that kind of stuff with their flowers. And they put them around the pot, and they create a tropical environment around their pool. That's something different, mm-hmm. don't you think? And creative and unusual. I'm always looking for somebody to, like, what's the next thing, right? What's the thing you went to somebody's house or somebody had a party, and they're like, wow, they really did this, and I'm going to kind of copy it, right? Because it's fun and it brings new energy to the table. So tropical is definitely a thing that are people doing. We talked about the patio lights and the whole industrial look where people are trying to make their spaces, even if they have a traditional house, they're trying to make their spaces a little bit more modern. That's why we're seeing black umbrellas and black patio furniture and gunmetal gray and those, you know, those lights, the patio lights we talked about that have an industrial look. Lights outside in general, things that have like the Edison bulb, so they're kind of modern. That's definitely another trend. And just making spaces more fun. Does anybody have a shore house here? No, not a shore house. So I've been spending a lot of time down the shore, and I noticed that people down the shore really get it right when it comes to summer, because I guess they have 9 months that they can't really be outside like we are, but when they're outside, they're really outside. They're enjoying it. But when I went down the shore, I saw so much color. People really embraced this color trend, and I saw so much interesting color outside. And I've been looking for great color umbrellas or different ideas to people. I saw a house. It was a contemporary house, and it was gray and modern, and they had everything was like pops of orange. And orange and gray have a nice synergy together. So they had orange market umbrellas. They had their patio furniture looked like it was teak. And teak is a wood that kind of becomes gray. So there was lots of gray and orange. And they had planters, but the planters weren't round. The planters were kind of very square, and they went up like this. And they had modern flowers on them. It had some sort of a lily that was kind of orange looking and really cool foliage that was more like texture. So you really can create a brand or a style for what your house looks like from the outside before you come into it. And I don't even know what their house looked like on the inside. It might have been an old fashioned, probably wasn't. But it wasn't just that they had a modern house, it was that they accessorized it with the right colors, with picking a cool color, a pop color that really trended and brought something to the table. And that made a difference as well. Lights make a big difference. Again, cushions make a big difference. And, you know, just bringing something new to the table. Yeah. Anybody see anything out there that they like? I know you said you liked a blue, like a blue umbrella. You said like a blue, like a mid-blue blue color umbrella.
I had a blue umbrella.
Yeah, it was you. Okay, I'm sorry. Umbrella. Anything that you've seen? Like I always look for interesting pool stuff. And one of the things I did last year as I bought the swan. Did anybody ever see that huge oversized swan?
Yes.
I absolutely love the swan. Pool toys can make a difference. So the swan is about this big. It's huge. And it kind of floats around my pool. And do you know what? I don't have any deer anymore in the backyard because they're afraid of it. They're afraid of it. They think that it's real. So doing something like I want to do something that was graceful and decorative to make my pool look a little bit more decorative. And my pool is a black bottom pool and it kind of looks like a lake. Okay. So when this thing, you know, kind of glides around, it really looks real, but it's kind of intimidating. So just bringing something like that up can make your space special and also just make it a lot of fun, right? Mm-hmm. All right, we've come to the end of another episode of our program, Modern Design. We will be back next week with more shows. That's embarrassing. Next week with more shows. We're going to do a show soon called Healthy Home. We're going to talk about wonderful things you can do to make your home safe and healthier for your family, and lots of shows pertaining to the summer season. Well, thank you for listening, and have a wonderful, wonderful day, everybody. Get out there. It's really nice right now. Bye-bye.
USA Radio News with Wendy King.
The Senate is now considering a humanitarian aid package for migrants that are being held in detention on the southern border. Wisconsin Republican Ron Johnson says he grew angry and very emotional when he saw the viral picture of a young immigrant father and his toddler who drowned trying to cross into the United States.
I realize tragedies occur all over this country, all over the world. I don't want to see another picture like that on the U.S. border.
President Trump is now on his way to the G20 summit in Japan. Before he left, he told Fox Business News Network he's concerned about the separation of migrant kids from their parents.
Separation's a terrible thing of the families. And I said, well, I'm going to put people together, but it's going to mean more people coming up. And it has from that standpoint.
This is USA Radio News.
Hi, I'm Captain Obvious, and every day thousands of people book trips on Hotels.com. Trips you will later hate like.
Hi.
What's a hate like? It's when you like Becky's picture of another perfect waterfall, even though you kind of hate it. It's not that you hate Becky, it's that you hate that she's there, and you're at work listening to Lisa talk about her alleged food allergies. Don't hate like Becky's trip. Book your own with Hotels.com and get rewarded basically everywhere. Hotels.com. Be there, do that, get rewarded.
Here's a great deal on MyPillow. When you go to MyPillow.com, click on the two-pack special, type in promo code USA, you'll get two MyPillow premium pillows for $69.98. Now, that's only $34.99 a pillow. You will not get that price anywhere at retail. It's the lowest price ever offered on radio or TV. And like all MyPillow products, 10-year warranty, 60-day money-back guarantee. Go to MyPillow.com, click on the two-pack special, use my promo code USA.
Robert Mueller has agreed to testify in open session before two House committees next month. One of them is chaired by Congressman Jerry Nadler, who says most Americans haven't read former special counsel Robert Mueller's report.
I don't think all that many people have read it. The Attorney General Barr, led a campaign of misinformation to deceive the American people about what was in the report. The president joined in by repeatedly saying no collusion, no obstruction, which is not what the report found.
Mueller will also appear before the House Intelligence Committee. A triple-digit heat wave is scorching a big swath of Europe. Germany recorded its highest ever June temperature today, breaking triple digits as countries brace for the dangerous weather. They're imposing lower speed limits for fear of heat damage to roads. In France, they're expecting temperatures as high as 113 degrees. Some French schools are closed, and older polluting vehicles are banned from Paris, where the heat is creating deadly smog. You're listening to USA Radio News.
Here's a great deal on MyPillow. When you go to MyPillow.com, click on the two-